People called me Harlem. I dubbed myself after that dangerous city that I'd never seen. A place not everybody knew about. A place most people didn't want to know about. I read life is rough in Harlem, and a black man isn't expected to live to see 25. Before 25, a brother is almost guaranteed death by either drugs or violence, usually at the hand of another black man. Statistics of Harlem. So that name fit me perfectly, described me to the hilt. I was 23. The clock was ticking. Another reason I took that label was because one of the nurses at the hospital, Daphne, was from there. She was the first one that was nice to me. She never forced my medication on me. Always brought me some books to read, snuck me in some extra dessert after hours. Plus, she told me what was going on the other side of the double-locked doors. On the outside. Liking her helped me like being Harlem. She understood where I was coming from. Daphne. She looked a few weeks shy of 20, but claimed she was around 24. She came here right after I was boxed up and shipped here. A sweet, cute, caramel-flavored, thin sister who always gave a sincere smile back at me when I sent an earnest smile toward her oval face and light brown eyes. She'd always wink and speak when I passed by her on my way to therapy, whether I was handcuffed or not. My fat-assed, cigarette-smelling, Grizzly Adams-bearded, bozo-bald counselor never smiled. He talked down to me in a slick sort of way. I hate that Doc Brewster with a passion. First chance I got, he would be my next 187.